The West Live. The West Live with Ben O'Shea.
Let's talk about drag queens, right? Because this always has been kind of a gender-bending type of entertainment where men dress up in colourful women's clothes, kind of like extreme makeup, and put on, whether it's a lip-syncing performance or they sing themselves. It's very flamboyant, and, you know, RuPaul's Drag Race is huge on reality TV. It's really having a bit of a moment, but there's a new phenomenon in the world of drag queens, and that's women being drag queens.
Yes, indeed. And I found this fascinating. I love drag queens. I think, you know, that the personality they have on stage, you know, it's just so inspiring, right? But there are women out there who basically watch these drags and say, oh, I wish I could do that. But then, you know, the men are saying, why couldn't you? You know, you can dress up like us and do your makeup, you know, in all these fancy ways. And so, there's a couple of women in Perth, you know, that leading the charge for women in drag. Basically, they see it as a way to express their, you know, their inner queen, I suppose. And they throw on the same sort of outfits and they do the same sort of performances. And it's just a way for them to, identify as that persona that they want to be. So there's a Perth performer, Pippa, and she's been doing the art of drag for almost 10 years. She started as a man, she transitioned, and she became a woman, and she still does drag, and she looks absolutely fabulous. I wish I could look like that. But basically, she's saying that how you identify under your costume no longer matters, and I think that's such a great message to put out there.
Yeah, absolutely. And the men who are traditionally drag queens, they don't feel like their turf is being encroached upon?
No, not at all. I think for most of the stories that we came across, they were the ones encouraging it. Mm. You know, I think the drag community in Perth is very supportive, and this story just just enhances that sort of like thing.
Yeah.
It's great to hear, really.
And there are some great drag events around, like I think the Elford in Mount Lawley does a drag queen breakfast every now and then that's sold out months in advance, starring the inimitable Donna Kebab, who's absolutely one of my favourites. I love Donna. Shout out to her.
Such a good name.
To have your say, or if you have a story, email the team at thewestlive@wanews.com.au.